Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all having an amazing day. Today I've got for you another wedding story in which the bride's brother refuses to come to his own sister's wedding if his dad is also invited. Without further ado, make sure to drop this one a like, subscribe to my channel, and hit the follow button if you haven't already done so. Here we go. Am I the jerk for saying that I won't attend my sister's wedding if she invited our father? Now, this was originally posted on February the 11th, 2024. I am a 27-year-old man, and my 25-year-old sister is going to get married in April. They are already planning for their wedding. We grew up with our uncle, mum's brother. Our mum, who is 45, due to a stroke, wasn't physically able to do many things. She needed help, but it was more than enough. Our father, who is 53, was abusive towards our mum, but not us. She is physically weak, she has a weak build. My students might even be stronger. She's always been that way, even as a kid. This made it easier to mistreat her. After the court forced a divorce, he continued to contact us and, in air quotes, be there for us. I rejected all the money he used to send. My sister, though, didn't. She was contacting him and has a relationship with him. I asked her to pretend that she doesn't when mum is around. I asked my sister who will walk her down the aisle. Is it our mum, uncle, or me? She hesitated to answer, but said she'd invite our dad. We argued about that, and I said that if he took one step in there, I'm out. She said I'm being a jerk for giving her an ultimatum. She can invite the Pope if she wants, but I am free to not attend a wedding that makes me unhappy. All right, let's get straight into some comments on this. Someone says, you're not the jerk here, just decline. She has already sold her soul for your dad's money. I wonder if her fiancé knows. OP replied, I don't think he knows. My sister told him that I gave her an ultimatum, so he contacted me. He did sound like he didn't know. Someone else said, you're not the jerk. You don't have to attend, but don't give the ultimatum. Just decline the invite. Your sister is a grown adult and her relationships are her own business. OP replied, we had an argument about it. I said that I wasn't coming. She tried to say that I couldn't not attend her wedding since we are only two siblings, and eventually then I gave the ultimatum. Someone else said, you're not the jerk. Who she invites though is her business. What events you attend or not, along with the reason behind it, is your business. Was she not old enough to remember the abuse of your father, or is the money he gives her more important to her than her mother? Opie replies, when the court forced a divorce, I was 13 and she was 11. I don't want to say that she valued the money more, but I don't know why she is still in contact with him. That is a fair point. How could you possibly be in contact with someone that did that to your mum? I personally could never do that. Another Redditor asked, is your mother also coming to the wedding? Because if she is, as I would expect her to be invited, that's an incredibly trashy position for your sister to put your mum in, especially if she just springs it on your mum without giving her proper notice. I don't imagine the stress of having to interact with your former abuser and see him lorded around and given all the privileges of an involved and loving father, despite not having had much part in raising the bride, would be good for anyone's health, let alone someone as fragile as your mother. You're not the jerk, by the way. Again, your sister has every right to invite whoever she wants to her wedding, and you have every right to choose whether or not you want to attend. Just be prepared for lots of guilt tripping and irreparable harm done to your relationship with your sister. Though it is equally her fault if your relationship is damaged, as you seem to have always been transparent on your stance regarding your biological dad. OP says that he hasn't told her that yet. I don't know how to go about it because it did hurt me, but it surely will hurt her more, though my mum is good at enduring. I wouldn't be surprised if she agrees to attend and force a smile if my sister says she needs her there. And finally, someone asked, why do you keep saying that the courts forced the divorce? Wasn't the money he sent court-ordered for your support? And how did your mother get full custody given that she is physically unable to care for you? The divorce was an order by the court, OP replies. My uncle was the one who filed the case, not my mum. She couldn't. The money was ordered, but not exactly forced, meaning that the court told him to send, insert amount, to each of us. but neither my uncle nor my mum filed a case demanding money. They both said they are financially able to do that alone. At that time, she hadn't yet had the stroke, but she was injured. She was granted full custody regardless, which is unusual due to the circumstances, abuse, and some threats of his. Threatened to take custody and harm us if she tried. I don't know if courts always do that, but they listened to us and what we had to say. Okay, I think that's pretty cut and dry, to be honest. It's pretty clear that OP is not the jerk here at all, but I do also agree, slightly, with the commenters who said, you can decide what you want to do, but also your sister can decide what she wants to do. It is ultimately her wedding. Now, that is a fair point, I concede, but I also really do have to question your sister's integrity and her as a person. I mean, can she not see that the abuse of her own mother is far more important than her getting a little bit of money from her dad? I don't know. I don't know where her moral compass is, clearly not in the best spot. So personally, I would really try and reason with her and say, are you sure that you really want to do this? Jeopardize, well, I mean, to be fair, it's already too far gone. She should have stopped, like you did, talking to your dad at all years and years ago. Maybe that was the time to tell her that, you know, what are you doing? Why are you still in contact? Why are you taking money? You need to not take any money, like the rest of the family are doing, from this horrible monster. But nonetheless, maybe that time's gone now, and maybe, yeah, you just have to let her do what she does and don't give her an ultimatum. Although I feel like you're giving her an ultimatum on behalf of your mum, which is completely fair. It's not really you, is it? It's your mum and your uncle as well who've had to suffer through all of this. I don't know. I think your sister has to take a look at herself, but ultimately, yeah, it is still her wedding. All right, let's get into the one and only update on this one from February the 29th. So what is that? A couple of weeks after the initial post. I decided to tell my mother and uncle about my sister's decision. My uncle was mad. He did not expect her to decide to invite our dad or even make him walk her down the aisle. He wanted to call my sister, but I told him not to. Not now, at least. We went to tell my mum and she was confused. I had to explain that my sister had a relationship with him, but I told her to hide it and she was good at that. Until this age, my mother hadn't found out until I told her. Wow, was that revealed in the first post? Did I miss that? I don't think I did. I did not realize that. Your mum never knew the entire time about her daughter's relationship with her ex. That's mad. I told her about her decision and she asked, but why? I just said, I don't know. She looked disappointed because she wanted to attend the wedding, but now she's decided not to. I told my sister that we've all declined the invitations. She asked me to please convince them, but I refused. I told her to not try to make anyone feel forced to attend, not our mother. She did not respond and ended the call. Since then, I don't know whether she's tried to convince our uncle or our mother. I haven't heard anything from anyone regarding that. Not my sister, uncle, nor my mother. And there we go. That is the end of that one. I think it's best to leave that story with this one final comment. Someone says, hugs to your mother from a fellow survivor of DV. What your sister did was wrong. I'm not sure if there would be any coming back from this. You and your uncle can be there for your mother. Tell your sister that she better be careful about her actions having consequences that she hadn't thought about. You know what they say about karma. And there we go. I don't think I honestly could have summed this one up better myself. Completely agree with that comment. Now, speaking of actions that have karmic responses later down the line, let's get into our second story of this episode. I am a 29-year-old man, and my girlfriend, who is 30, did not tell me about her previous situationship with a friend that she was planning a 6-week backpacking trip with. This was originally posted just a week and a half ago at the time of recording, on February 27th. My girlfriend and I dated for half of 2022, then broke up. After about 1.5 years apart, we got back together last winter and have been together again for about 3 months. During that year we were apart, she had a relationship with a co-worker who she was also living with. She called it a situationship. Also during that year, they backpacked several hundreds of miles of the PCT together. They both moved to separate cities last fall after the hike, but decided to remain friends and made plans to return to hike another several hundred miles of the PCT this upcoming summer. My girlfriend and I started talking again last fall, about 1 month after they parted ways. While we were talking, she invited me to join them over summer, and I planned to join for part of it, about 4 weeks. She never mentioned that they had any romantic relationship while telling me about her time living with him and his family, or her time backpacking with him. I thought they were just friends. Pretty soon after officially getting back together a few months ago, we were discussing boundaries, and I told her explicitly that I expected her to tell me if she had any romantic history with any friends who are currently still in her life, especially if me and her were going to spend time with said person. She acknowledged how I felt and I appreciated it, but didn't mention anything about them. Well, great acknowledgement right there. That's pretty much just like saying, yeah, you know what, I acknowledge exactly what you're saying, but I'm gonna do nothing about it. A month later, we were discussing how the summer hiking trip would go with the three of us. They'd be hiking without me for the first couple or few weeks. We were discussing the tent situation, and she mentioned wanting to sleep in a separate tent to him during the part of the trip that it was the two of them. I was confused, and I asked why, since it made more sense for them to share a tent, splitting the weight of a two-person tent, and then me and her could have our own tent when I joined them. She seemed kind of meh on the idea of them sharing, but didn't tell me why. In retrospect, it seems likely she herself wasn't comfortable with the idea of sharing a tent with a former partner without telling me about their history. She recently told me about their history, and I am very hurt. Of course, everyone has a right to their own past, and I don't want or need to know every detail of every guy she's ever been with, but I feel very betrayed that she would hide her history with someone that she was going to spend so much alone time with and invited me to spend time with them without telling me. To me, it feels very relevant to know this information when it comes to former partners who are currently in both of our lives in a big way. For example, spending 100% of every day together for 6 weeks. I directly told her I felt this way, but she ignored me and omitted the information. Exactly. It's not that big of a deal. In fact, it's not a deal at all that she had a past situationship with someone that is still in her life, even despite the fact they might be going on holiday together. You know, you could probably work through that. The problem is that she lied about it. That is the issue. I'm really hurt by what is happening and feel like it will be hard to trust her moving forward. From her perspective, I can understand that if she was afraid I would break up with her after hearing this, she wouldn't want to tell me, but I don't know why she'd be worried about that. I don't think there's anything wrong with being friends with your exes. She is good friends with another ex of hers. She would put him at one or two in terms of closest friends. She told me, and I'm totally fine with it. Exactly, there you go. I'm unsure about how to think about our future, and I'd love to hear some outside opinions. Thanks. All right, let's get on to the people of Reddit's comments. Someone said, she is going hiking with a former boyfriend with whom she lived with and broke up because they moved cities. A lot of red flags in the post. How is she acting after you told her how you felt? I can understand being friends with an ex, but this seems very extreme. OP says, I don't know the details of their relationship as I just found out today. I just tried listing the facts. I'm not sure exactly why they stopped seeing each other. I haven't talked to her about it besides hearing her tell me and apologize for keeping it a secret. She also said she knows it was very disrespectful and wants to do anything to keep us together. After she told me, I just said I needed space to think and I haven't contacted her since. The same person replied, definitely getting more context is needed. I personally think that one-to-one trips like this with a recent ex is a boundary I wouldn't be comfortable with, especially without knowing the details of their relationship. They were obviously at a stage they were living together. Being friends with exes is totally okay, but this just seems strange. Like, have you ever met her ex? Is she FaceTiming and calling this person a lot? This seems like a trip that you would have with a very good friend, not an ex-boyfriend from under a year ago. Are they really that good of friends? Are you comfortable with that? Personally, I'd proceed with a lot of caution. I'd probably have a hard time trusting a trip like this, and I'm not even sure how you could set boundaries for this. Wow, I completely agree with everything that this user has just said. OP clarifies, they were a situationship, as I wrote in the original post. She moved to a small town for work and couldn't find a place to live. He was a co-worker who lived with his family in this small town, and she ended up living with him and his family, and somehow something romantic came out of that. That's what I know. I'm not interested in asking her for more details. I've never met the guy. She texts him occasionally and recently complained to me that he hasn't been responding to her texts that much since he moved to his new city and got new friends. This is before I knew they were a thing. Okay, that is weird. She was also upset when he expressed uncertainty in joining for the summer hiking trip, which surely happened after he learned that I was the new boyfriend and that I'd be going. Oh my goodness me. Talk about red flags there, guys. Okay, well that last sort of paragraph there, that response is all I need to say this is very dodgy. Now, I think there is a world in which potentially, if you are so secure in yourself and your relationship, you can say, you know what? Yeah, I trust you. Go off. You can go on holiday for a little bit of time with an ex of yours. I'm not sure that I'd be able to do that personally. I mean, I definitely couldn't. I think that is over the line. I mean, yeah, being friends with an ex is one thing. Going on holiday under a year after you've been with them, very, very dodgy when it's a one-on-one trip. And yeah, I mean, the response we just had here from her ex situationship, whatever you want to call him. Oh, you know what? I'm actually not quite sure I want to go anymore if your boyfriend's going to join us. What was your plan the whole time then, my friend? That right there has shown to me what the real intentions probably of both of them are. But importantly, we do have an update to get into. Just 2 days later, this was posted by OP.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I talked to her last night about the situation. She was very apologetic and admitted she made a huge mistake and betrayed my trust, vowing to never do that again. She said the reason she eventually told me was because she couldn't hold the guilt in anymore from not telling me. Interestingly, when I used the word lied, she argued with it at first, claiming she didn't, but then quickly changed her mind when I pushed her on it. I asked why she felt like she needed to not tell me about her history with him. She said it was because she knew I was going to get mad. She didn't bring up anything specific that I did to give a reason to think this, it was just a general feeling. She pointed out that she felt confused about whether I wanted to know about their history or not, because earlier in the same conversation that I told her I wanted to know which of her friends were exes, months ago, I also cut her off when we were talking about our year apart, and she started a sentence with, "I had a lot of situationships." I got uncomfortable and I interrupted her, saying I didn't need to know that. I regret how I acted in that moment. I didn't yell or get mad, but I was uncomfortable and I shut down the conversation about that topic. I should have let her finish her sentence at least. And it probably made her feel that I was overly sensitive about her past. Okay, fair enough. She said that because of this, she thought I didn't want to know about the hiking friend from last year. To me though, it just feels like there's no inconsistency. Not wanting to hear your partner say, "I slept with a lot of people in the year we were apart," and wanting to hear them say, "I slept with the guy who I'm friends with and we're about to hike with for 4 weeks." Also, if she actually thought I didn't want to know their history, then why does she feel so guilty not telling me? Great points. I'm on board with all of that. I'd also like to point out that our relationship in 2022 ended when I dumped her unexpectedly, and I treated her very coldly the night we broke up. I had a lot of pent-up feelings about how she was treating me that year. I can totally see how her fear of being dumped suddenly again had kept her from wanting to mention her relationship with this guy. It would make sense that she was afraid of me abandoning her again. Well, now I'm flipped back the other way. With every passing paragraph here, guys, my opinion on this whole thing is changing. It all makes sense, but the added context is really changing my thoughts. At this point in the conversation, I was understanding of what she did. She apologized in a way that felt genuine, and I felt like we could work through it. Then I started digging a little deeper to see if I was still missing anything about the situation. I forgot to mention in my last post, but a few weeks ago, she told me that her ex basically bailed on the hike for the summer. It was very likely he wouldn't be able to go. She told me at the time it was because he couldn't afford it. Around the same time, she also complained to me that he wasn't texting her back, and she was annoyed because she felt like he didn't want to be friends with her anymore now that they didn't live in the same city. Now, thinking they were only ever friends, I thought that made sense. I would feel sad if my friends didn't talk to me much after moving. Yesterday, when I confronted her about all of this, I asked again why he couldn't come, and she said again it was because he couldn't afford it. I asked her if she believed him, and she said yes. Then I asked her if he was okay with her inviting me on the trail. She revealed that he actually didn't like the idea of me coming, but he was mainly bailing because of money. I asked to read their text conversation about it, and she agreed. In it, her ex at first pointed out to her that he couldn't afford the trip, but then he also brought up that he didn't like the idea of hiking with me. He said he felt jealous, even though he knows that her and him were just a temporary thing last year, and he wished I weren't joining them on the trail, because the PCT was their thing. There were a lot of words, but he was using phrases like, "I feel a pit in my stomach," and things along those lines. He also said he felt like a placeholder since their temporary relationship was sandwiched between me and her first dating in 2022, and then, of course, getting back together. She told him that she was upset that he couldn't disentangle their past relationship from their current friendship. She agreed with him that hiking the PCT was indeed their thing, and said that she wished I wouldn't come because she felt like I wasn't a great partner for the trail. I'm faster than them, and she said she thought I might get impatient, okay. Or at least that she could hike alone with him for the first half, and then alone with me for the second half, so that we wouldn't have to meet. The situation was finally made clear from reading their messages. She wanted to keep this guy in her life, even though he wasn't over her. He confessed all this to her a month ago, and she kept it a secret from me. She lied about the nature of their relationship because she knew I wouldn't be okay with them being friends, given that there was still something there. Also, a few months ago, before we were officially dating again, but just talking every day, when she initially asked him if I could join their hike this summer, she didn't use my name. She just said, my friend. This is another lie by omission, this time to her ex, to prevent him from knowing the truth about the whole situation. Obviously, eventually she told him I was the friend, and then later he decided he didn't want to join. During the whole conversation that night, the point I was making was that her omitting their history in order to protect herself hurt my feelings and made me not trust her. And during the conversation last night, she tried again to omit information to protect herself, when she claimed that he only bailed because he didn't have enough money. I wouldn't have even known that he still had romantic feelings about her if I hadn't asked to read her texts, because she omitted that again. I dumped her after that. I respect myself too much to stay in a relationship with someone who is comfortable repeatedly lying to my face in order to get her way, especially about such an important topic so early on in the relationship. To those who gave insightful, nuanced advice, thank you. I learned a lot from this entire situation, and I know how to handle these topics better in future relationships. To the one person who suggested that I ask to read their texts, I can't thank you enough for helping me dodge this bullet. Wow, that is crazy. So it was actually a Redditor who commented saying, have you tried asking to read her texts? And therefore, obviously, you gain the context that you needed to realize that her ex was just not happy going as a friend, will probably never be happy being her friend. And yeah, obviously, the whole time, if he's saying that he's going to be jealous, then this is just not a good sign. I agree with the reasons, by the way, for dumping her. Make complete sense. If someone's going to outright lie to you this early on a relationship, I mean, it doesn't matter when in a relationship, but it's not a great sign if it's coming this early. I was gonna kind of say that, you know what, if you did cut her off in the past when she was gonna talk about her situationships and that's why she doesn't feel comfortable doing it, then maybe that's okay. But then you said, obviously, and you're right, there is a big difference between saying, oh, I slept with loads of guys when we weren't together, and failing to mention that one of her close friends was one of those situationships, who she wants to go on holiday or hiking with, and then include you. So yeah, overall, there's no way you're the jerk, by the way, and I completely understand your reasons for dumping her. Sad, but I think you've made the right decision. What do you guys think? This is where you come in. Comment down below. What are your thoughts on this entire story and story one as well? Once again, if you're new to the channel and haven't already done so, make sure you are subscribed by clicking the button on screen or the follow button on whatever platform you're on. If you want more content right away, link down below to a playlist of all my episodes. Also, click this on screen if you're on YouTube. And I'll see you guys all tomorrow for some amazing Reddit content.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.